Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Well, with a lot of the recent July showers, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought now at zero, down from last week's 0.42%. Extreme drought or worse has also improved from last week's 4.2% to this week's 3.23%. Severe drought or worse has improved from last week's 9.12% to this week's 7.31%. Moderate drought also improved slightly, moving from last week's 23.63% to this week's 20.32%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions have improved from last week's 56.96% to this week's 50.96%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the entire state leaning below a 33 to 40% chance of rain throughout July the 29th. We are seeing some extreme drought still listed in Kay County and parts of Grant County. Also see a little bit of that in Osage County. Outside of that, rest of Oklahoma still looking pretty good. Well, as a loyal radio listener, you guys already know what makes AM and FM radio great, whether it's monitoring the incoming storm, turning into your favorite game, listening to your local church service, or catching the latest market updates that we provide. There's just some of the ways that listeners depend on us. Right now, there's something moving through the House called the AM in Every Vehicle Act, and our own Congressman Frank Lucas not only endorses it, but he's a co-sponsor.
I'm a co-sponsor in the bill. And again, for our listeners' benefit, AM radio is the traditional radio long before FM was licensed and became available. And much of the emergency communication system in this country is still based on AM radio. So it's not just getting your golden oldie stations or the most amazing Ron Hayes reports as you're driving down the road. It's the ability in national catastrophes, man-made or weather-wise, to have another source of information, because unlike FM, which is direct broadcast, AM, for the old-school folks out there who are aware of this, you're bouncing those radio signals off the atmosphere, and if you turn up the power on an AM station, you can drive that signal, as you well know, Ron, incredible distances, and there may be times when we need that ability in this country. And how much can it cost to add the AM components to a radio unit going into vehicles and equipment where they're already making, you know, millions or tens of millions a year already? It's just logical not to give up AM as a resource both day to day and especially in emergency circumstances. It's just logical not to give that up.
Thank you, Congressman Frank Lucas. For more information about the AM in Every Vehicle Act, you can go to whyilisten.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.